as the prophet that will give us light to see in these dark times, in the darkness of these times. There's light, but there's gross darkness as well. And so the end of the darkness, we need to have some light. And we're going to look at the book of Yehezkel or the book of Ezekiel. The book of Ezekiel is divided into three parts. The first part has to do with what is happening to Israel at that time. The temple's going to be destroyed. The Shekinah glory is leaving. Why it happened. They're going into Babylonian captivity, which Jeremiah prophesies will be 70 years. It's an interesting thing that we need to clarify. Let's go to Ezekiel chapter 20. Everything about Israel has to do with his name. Whatever happens to them has to do with his name. His wonderful, ineffable name. Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh. The one we mispronounce Jehovah. And we'll start with chapter 20 in Ezekiel. And verse 8. Chapter 20 and verse 8. But they rebelled against me and would not hearken unto me. They did not every man cast away the abominations of their eyes, neither did they forsake the idols of Egypt. Then I said, I will pour out my fury upon them to accomplish my anger against them in the midst of the land of Egypt. But I wrought for my name's sake, that it, his name, should not be polluted before the heathen. There is no word for heathen in the Hebrew. It's goyim, the nations. So every time it says heathen, I'm going to say nations, all right? But I wrought for my name's sake that it should not be polluted before the nations among whom they were, in whose sight I made myself known unto them in bringing them forth out of the land of Egypt. So when he delivered them out of Egypt, he did it for his name's sake. In verse 13, the house of Israel rebelled against me in the wilderness. But again, verse 14, I wrought for my name's sake, that it should not be polluted before the nations in whose sight I brought them out. Verse 22, nevertheless, I withdrew mine hand and wrought for my name's sake, that it should not be polluted in the sight of the nations in whose sight I brought them forth. Now, all of his dealings in the future are going to have to do with his namesake. And in the book of Ezekiel, all the judgments that came on them came for his namesake, but he's going to bring them back to the land in the last days, just before the Messiah sets up his kingdom, and he's going to do it all for his namesake. Hallelujah. Let's look at verse 40. For in mine holy mountain, in the mountain of the height of Israel, saith the Lord God, there shall all the house of Israel, all of them in the land, serve me. Now, this is a very telling verse, because one of the things that brought Israel into the judgment that took them into Babylon was they split. The kingdom split. The sons of Solomon didn't get along. And so they split into two kingdoms, the 10 tribes called the Northern Kingdom or called Israel, and the Southern Kingdom called Judah with its capital in Jerusalem. And that split, that disunity, caused trouble. Now, when God speaks of bringing them back in the last days, he said, I'm going to bring them all back. The Northern Kingdoms went into captivity in about the year 722 BC to Assyria, and they are what we call the lost tribes. They just went away and we don't know where they are. Most of the Jews that we've known all through these centuries have been from the Southern Kingdom, from Judah. But now, in Israel, they're coming home. They're finding them. He said, in the last days, I'm going to bring them all home. We had a wonderful experience on our trip that we just took. They found one of these lost tribes in Peru, high up in the mountains of Peru. And there they were, way up in the mountains of Peru, keeping the things of the Jewish way. And they brought them back to Israel, and they put them, they wanted to go, they're in several places, but most of them wanted to go up in the high mountains. So they're in a place called Elon Moray, named for that place where God spoke to Abraham in Genesis 12, I give you the land. And we had a lady with us, a Christian lady from Peru. And if you'll show 124, this is when we went into this place where they are. And the taller lady is the Christian lady that is with us, 124. And the shorter lady is one of the Peruvian Jews who came home. So this is prophecy fulfilled. Prophecy is not just a subject we're going to study here this morning in the book of Ezekiel. It's happened before my eyes. I've seen it with my eyes. Touched them. They had these little Peruvian children playing around there, and I don't think we got one of the pictures. I wish they'd put one on there. They were so darling. But God said, I'm going to bring them all home, and I'm going to do it for my name's sake. There's not a chance that it won't happen. You just want to be on the side that says, good for God, and helps in every way that you possibly can. Qualify for the blessings. And so we hear in verse 40, we'll read it again. For in mine holy mountain, in the mountain of the height of Israel, saith the Lord God, there shall all the house of Israel, all of them in the land serve me. That means northern and southern kingdoms. There will I accept them, and there will I will accept them. I wonder what that means. Thinks it means he will accept them. There I will accept them, and there will I require of your offerings and the first fruits of your oblations with all your holy things. I will accept you with your sweet savor when I bring you out from the people and gather you out of the countries wherein you have been scattered. And I will be sanctified in you before the nations. And you shall know that I am the Lord when I shall bring you into the land of Israel, into the country for the which I lifted up my hand to give it to your fathers. That means when God swore to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, he lifted up his hands and swore. So it's that way and no other. And there shall you remember your ways and all your doings wherein you have been defiled, and you shall loathe yourself in your own sight for all your evils that you have committed. And you shall know that I am the Lord when I have wrought for you for my name's sake, not according to your wicked ways, nor according to your corrupt doings, O you house of Israel, saith the Lord God. So in his dealings with Israel, it always has to do with his name's sake. The first part of this book has to do with Israel and their judgments at the current time. The next part of the book has to do with judgments of the nations right round about them for their part in encouraging Nebuchadnezzar to come in and take over Israel, and their part for being gleeful and happy that when Israel got taken over by Nebuchadnezzar, each one of these prophecies against them, and it's going to be about three nations. Ammon, that's Jordan. You know, Ammon, Jordan. Moab, that's Jordan today. But it's during those times. And the Philistines. And so he speaks judgments against them. And they all happened for what they did at that time. But then he does something that is amazing. And I'm going to read to you now from the Art Scrolls. I don't know if we have any of this book out there or not. But you can order it from Art Scrolls. It's just the book of Ezekiel with commentary. And it's a Hebrew translation and an English translation as well. And then there are three chapters concerning Tyre, which was a city-state at the time, a great trading place out on an island just there off what we would say Lebanon now. It was a very profitable place. It was the leading city. I'm going to read you what the Revell Bible Dictionary says. It was the leading city of Phoenicia, located on the coast of modern Lebanon, about 50 miles north of Jerusalem. The city was a major Mediterranean trading and sea power, constructed partly on the mainland and partly on an island 1,000 yards offshore. The island boasted two excellent harbors. Although viewed as impregnable, the city was taken in 332 BC by Alexander the Great, who tore down the mainland city and used its materials to construct a causeway out to the island. The next three chapters in the book of Ezekiel are going to be about the destruction of Tyre. I went online when I was doing this teaching, and I found someone had done a paper saying why the Word of God is true. And I don't know if I brought that paper with me or not. And they used the destruction of Tyre to prove that the Word of God is true. Because Ezekiel is 200 years before it was destroyed by Alexander the Great. And it describes in detail how Alexander built that moat up, built that land up to go out there and take Tyre. And he used it, this man used it, to absolutely prove the Bible is true. And God prophesied it 200 years before. See, God in prophecy tells you the end from the beginning. Hallelujah. So it happened. It happened exactly like God said. Now, in this Art Scrolls Bible, their comments read like this. We'll consider Ezekiel 26:2. Now, chapter 25, he's spoken against the Ammonites, the Moab, and the Philistines. And here we're going to come to 26, 27, and 28 and go to Tyre. Second verse, son of man, or Ben-Adam, that's how he addressed him, because that Tyre hath said against Jerusalem, aha, she is broken, the gates of the people, she is turned unto me, I shall be replenished, now she is laid waste. Here's how it reads in the Art Scrolls translation. Because Tyre has said of Jerusalem, hurrah, the gateway of the nations has been broken. It is directed toward me. The destruction will make me filled. In other words, good, Jerusalem is gone. I'm going to profit from this. I'll get all the business, whatever. Now, this Art Scrolls comment is very telling. After the short, almost perfunctory prophecies against Israel's neighbors to the east and south, Yehezkel unexpectedly lavishes penetrating and detailed analysis on Tyre, the island state to Israel's north. The lengthy combination of Tyre is all the more surprising when we consider that with the exception of one reference, Psalm 83:8, there is no indication anywhere in Scripture that Tyre ever seemed to consider herself Israel's enemy. Yehezkel answers these questions by peeling away the outer veneer of friendliness and revealing Tyre in her malicious joy. Tyre, you remember when they were building the temple? Hiram sent down cedars and sent down things. There was a friendly relationship between him and Solomon. So what is this business about Tyre? This business about Tyre is very revealing to us.
The following 3BI courses are available now for immediate enrollment. Eschatology, Rightly Dividing the Word. Bereshit, The World That Then Was. Bereshit Part 2, In the Beginning. The Book of Daniel. The Book of Revelation. And the Virtual Israel Tour. Enroll and see Israel as never before. Future classes will include Women and the Bible, The Book of Ephesians, and The Book of Zechariah, Emphasis on the Millennium. Dr. Billy Brim's life call is a witness of things she has seen and heard. She shares her witness and years of biblical studies within the 3BI curriculum. Along with Dr. Billy Brim, our other wonderful instructors help bring life to Bible prophecy. For more information about 3BI, visit billybrim.org. Billy Brim now has a YouTube channel. Search under the channel name Official Dr. Billy Brim. Subscribe today and get the latest updates, uploads, and lives to the channel. Feed your faith and walk in the light of the Word.
Thank you for joining us today for the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. Again, Shalom, Shalom.